2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Wednesday, May 27th, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. We do have a few clouds in downtown Salt Lake City, but mostly sunny and 76 degrees.
The drive is matching the weather. I'm Len Thomas.
KSL's top story this hour.
The coronavirus, the Utah response, special coverage on Utah's Noon News.
Are COVID-19 restrictions being lifted too quickly or not quickly enough? That question was asked to Utahns in a new poll. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has the results.
59% of Utahns say they're more concerned pandemic-related restrictions in Utah are being eased too quickly. That's according to a new Utah Policy KUTV poll of more than 1,000 people released this morning. 42% of respondents say restrictions aren't being lifted quickly enough, and the feelings fall mostly along party lines. Three-quarters of those who identify as strong Republicans say it needs to happen faster, while nearly all, 97%, of strong Democrats think it needs to slow down. When it comes to men and women, guys are about even, whereas the ladies are more concerned restrictions are being removed too quickly. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
Utah is ranked as the state with the fifth lowest death rate caused by COVID-19. That's according to government-reported numbers. Utah's death rate is 3 people per 100,000 as of Monday. Alaska has the lowest number, followed by Montana, Hawaii, and Wyoming. Salt Lake City has blocked off several streets as a way to give people more room to recreate, but some people living along those streets say it's become a real pain just to get home. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson joins us live with more. Paul?
Maria, it's a situation where people say they feel blindsided even though they know they had warning. For example, people living near Stratford Avenue say that they knew that their street was up for this kind of restriction. However, some tell KSL they did not know when this was going to happen. And when the official decision was made, residents along the street were only given 24 hours notice. And these restrictions have caused fights among certain people living on that street. Some people reporting that their cars have been spit on just as they try to get home. And just yesterday, Salt Lake City put these kinds of restrictions on new streets like Kensington Avenue and 800 East. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. With thunder threatening a delay, two NASA astronauts have made their way to the launch pad for the liftoff of a SpaceX rocket ship on a history-making flight to the International Space Station. The mission is seen as a giant leap forward for commercial space travel. Space veterans Doug Hurley and Bob Beneken are scheduled to ride into orbit at 2:33 Mountain Time. We'll have more on this story in about 5 minutes as we check on the weather conditions in Florida. Utah Senator Mitt Romney is among a few Republican lawmakers calling out President Trump for his tweets about former MSNBC host and former Congressman Joe Scarborough.
Some members of the president's own party are speaking out against his continued promotion of a baseless conspiracy theory that MSNBC host Joe Scarborough was involved in the death of a former staffer. In an interview with ABC's Powerhouse Politics podcast, Iowa Senator Joni Ernst said she'd like to see the president tone it down.
You know, I'd love to rub a little Iowa nice off, but certainly it gets media attention.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney was more direct, sending a tweet saying, "Enough already." Jordan Phelps, ABC News, Washington.
We have new information this noon hour about a high-speed crash last night on the Bonneville Salt Flats involving teenagers. Police say speeds were around 100 miles per hour. KSL-TV's Felicia Martinez has more.
Well, the crash happened about 10 miles from the Nevada border, and it left a vehicle just nearly unrecognizable after it crashed into a berm, according to a witness. Simisi Latu was about 150 yards away, having a bonfire with his kids when it happened. He says inside the mangled car, he found three teenage boys. Latu immediately sprang into action, pulling a passenger through a window. Next, he tried to help the driver.
I could see that he was heavily breathing, but he was pinned to the steering wheel. I tried to open his door, but it wouldn't open up. And I could tell I couldn't move his seat back or anything, and then I could hear the passenger saying, "Help me, help me."
From there, Latu was able to help the other passenger out of the car, but still couldn't get the driver.
Martinez's rescue team showed up about 30 minutes later and flew all three boys to the hospital. State fire officials continue to put out the warning about the current fire danger. So far this year, there have been 237 wildfire starts. We didn't hit that number last year until well into July. While Disney World in Florida is mapping out a plan for reopening, Disney Senior Vice President of Operations Jim McPhee says a phased reopening will begin July 11th with the Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom. Then the Epcot and Hollywood Studios will open later that week. He also says there will be an emphasis on cleaning and keeping everyone safe.
Examples of these measures include required face coverings for all guests and our cast members, more frequent hand washing stations and hand sanitizer stations, and barriers to facilitate physical distancing.
People visiting the parks will have to make reservations in advance. Coming up on KSL, all eyes on the skies in Florida as NASA decides if it will go forward with a rocket launch sending U.S. astronauts back into space. And a look at your noontime drive.
On your way with a good rocket launching weather right now along the Wasatch Front, lane closure in Box Elder County. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:06.
KSL is honoring the class of 2020.
Pandemics, earthquakes, and killer hornets couldn't stop us from getting our diploma.
Listen all this month on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet, I'm in the shower." Don't put up with this anymore. Get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 25 years. All in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure, and no more getting scalded in the shower or having to see and drink rusty colored water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call today, 888-583-6988. 888-583-6988. 888-583-6988.
Hi, guys. It's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with ED? Well, I have great news. We can now fix the problem without any medication, injections, or surgery. Our advanced form of wave therapy is clinically proven to regrow blood vessels and restore spontaneity in the bedroom. We can do so quickly, affordably, and with zero side effects.
Hi, my name is Rich, and I'm an patient. I recently overcame my skepticism and started treatments last week. I was astonished to see instant results. These treatments work, and the increase in blood flow was immediate. My only regret is not starting sooner.
If you're struggling with ED and want a long-lasting fix, call in the next 2 minutes and we'll give you the medical assessment and ultrasound totally free. We'll also give you a special gift that produces instant results to improve your intimacy. That's a $400 value, totally free. Put a stop to your ED. Call 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical right now to claim that offer. 801-901-8000.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top local story. 59% of Utahns say they are more concerned about pandemic-related restrictions being eased too quickly. That's according to a new Utah Policy KUTV poll of more than 1,000 people that was released this morning. In just over 2 hours from right now, NASA is hoping to launch a SpaceX rocket with two U.S. astronauts on board the capsule on top. Now, it will be the first launch of astronauts from U.S. soil since 2001, which was the final flight of the space shuttle Atlantis. But right now, the biggest issue appears to be the weather, which has been raining on and off at Cape Canaveral after Tropical Storm Bertha made landfall this morning near Charleston, South Carolina. ABC's chief meteorologist Ginger Z tells us what NASA is looking for as they determine
determine if the launch goes forward or gets scrubbed.
It's not really about rain. It's about lightning. Lightning is the number one reason that rocket launches get scrubbed. I've been in contact with the lead forecasters that are working on this rocket launch. Learned a lot about rocket launching and forecasting, but I'll tell you in a moment. Before, though, we've got that tropical wave. It's trying to become a tropical system, and the feeder bands are what we have to worry about today. But it looks like in some of these short-term models, a few thunderstorms are still trying to pop around. It isn't just about a thunderstorm with cloud-to-ground lightning, though. There can't be enough electrical charge within the air or clouds that are left over. Something called trigger lightning, where the rocket itself and the exhaust, like in 1987, help to create lightning and then can cause failure. That's one of the big things that we'll be looking for when the rocket wants to launch on the instantaneous at 4:33.
Now, that is 2:30 our time here in Utah. We will have live coverage of the launch for you right here on KSL News Radio. Right now, the astronauts are sitting in the space capsule going through their pre-launch checks. KSL News Time, 12:09. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Bonus on groceries and dining. And good afternoon, Len Thomas.
Good afternoon, Maria. In Box Elder County, a lane closure, northbound I-15 at North Willard. That's slowing light traffic there. In Utah County, you have a crash westbound US 6 on the west side of I-15 near Genola. That's west of Santaquin. Otherwise, the main freeway is sailing along. No delays, Ogden to Provo and Park City to Tooele. Alta Bank is Utah's largest community bank. Join them each Friday here on KSL for Alta Banking, weekly business talk geared toward your elevating your financial future. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's get the very latest on the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
A lot of sunshine. Temperature's about 86. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Yeah, it's already pretty toasty in downtown Salt Lake City right now, 79 degrees. And taking a quick check of the markets, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union, love where you bank. A good day for the markets. Dow currently up by 319 points, sitting at 25,309. S&P 500 up by 21. NASDAQ is pretty flat for the day. And stay with us. Still to come on Utah's new news. KSL News Radio is honoring the class of 2020 with speeches from high school graduates. We will hear from Stephen Lee coming up at 12:15.
Your plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and drains don't stop fouling up just because there's a pandemic. In fact, with more people home all day and all night, makes every day Blur's Day, and stuff breaks down even more. No worries. Introducing the Whipple Service Champions no-contact service call. We still can't fix it over the phone, so we wear gloves, shoe covers, masks, and eye shields. We sanitize our trucks, tools, and iPad before every call, and maintain the CDC-recommended 6-foot distance at all times. With the Whipple Certified Contactless Technician, you don't hand over a credit card or borrow a pen. Pictures and videos for the diagnosis are sent to you via text or email. You review and authorize the work and cost from a safe distance, and on completion, make a payment online. A thumbs up instead of a handshake. Call Whipple Service Champions and get $150 off any repair of $300 or more.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
Call Whipple Service Champions, 801-444-FAST.
I'm Greg Hughes, Utah's battle-tested conservative for governor. My opponents are nice people, but the let's make everybody happy, move to the middle type of person isn't made to lead in a crisis. I will never turn our smartphones into surveillance devices or uphold indefinite, heavy-handed government orders from liberal mayors that violate our freedoms. I will always defend our constitutional rights, especially in a crisis. Utah conservatives, join me, and together we'll get it done.
Paid for by Hughes for Governor.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services agents have built relationships with you, preferring to meet face-to-face to best serve you. And we're as committed as ever to providing you with that level of service. As part of your community, we're here for you, even though we may not be meeting in person. Just call or email your local agent. Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it.
It's the seldom few who make the all-important decision to serve, willing to place themselves in front of a force that wants nothing more than to take your privilege, rights, and life away. To those magnificent few, we say thank you. But then what? Who takes care of them? Who takes care of their families? It is said the strength behind our servicemen and women is their loved ones. In Utah, there's one such organization that believes if you're not taking care of the family, you're not taking care of the veteran. That organization is Operation Bald Eagle, a Utah-based not-for-profit organization caring not just for Utah veterans, but their families as well. To find out more about Operation Bald Eagle and how you can help, visit OperationBaldEagle.org. They served us. Now it's time to serve them. Visit OperationBaldEagle.org.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day, and you can be part of this battle too.
Donate $25 or more and you'll receive 10 American Airlines Advantage miles for every dollar you give. Visit standuptocancer.org/American Airlines to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer is a division of EIF.
KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
A new poll shows over half of Utahns are concerned COVID-19 restrictions are being lifted too quickly, while strong Republicans in the Beehive State think they aren't being lifted quickly enough. I'm KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Second, three teens were flown to the hospital last night after crashing a car on the Salt Flats while driving at speeds around 100 miles per hour. Third is look at your noontime drive, sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Bonus on groceries and dining. Here's Len Thomas.
Looking pretty smooth right now, for the most part, along the Wasatch Front. No delays or accidents. I'm Len Thomas, the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine the rest of the afternoon. We're up to 86. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
79 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The death toll in the U.S. edging closer to 100,000 since the first cases were detected a few months ago. And as states begin to reopen their economies, New York, once the epicenter of the country of the outbreak, is now phasing in the lifting of restrictions in all regions except New York City. Today, Governor Andrew Cuomo met with President Trump at the White House. And after that meeting, Cuomo called on the federal government to stop playing politics and do its part, saying the hardest hit states add up to a third of the nation's GDP.
Pass a piece of legislation that is honorable and decent and does the right thing for all Americans. Why is that so hard?
The White House has not commented on the meeting. NASA says it's a go. The launch of the government and private company SpaceX joint venture now just hours away. If the weather doesn't scrub plans to send two astronauts to the International Space Station, the first manned rocket launch from U.S. soil in 9 years. Black leaders in Minneapolis calling for calm following the death of George Floyd, a black man who died while in police custody Monday. And for younger protesters to stand down following Tuesday's protests that sparked clashes with police. Community leaders say local city and police leaders acted fast, firing the four police officers involved. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth.
KSL is honoring the class of 2020.
Class of 2020.
And the graduating class of American Preparatory Academy.
And we are honoring the class of 2020 with speeches from high school graduates. And we now hear from Stephen Lee.
As we move on with our lives, we will always be linked to this place known as American Preparatory Academy. A few might say good riddance, but in many ways, there will be many things that we will miss. Mr. Peterson's stories, mile runs, assemblies, the crowded hallways during transition, and last of all, the teachers and staff who have always pushed us to our limits. For the last 9 years I've been at this school, I have never seen such a group of students, so strong, so open, and so caring. This is what gives me hope and a glimpse into a brighter future for all of us. In an age where issues constantly strike our society, we have to be the change and the ones to persevere in conquering these obstacles. Unprecedented events have prevented us from spending our last few moments together and invoke new hardships at home during the quarantine time. To remind ourselves of our value, self-worth, I would like everyone, especially the seniors, to say, I'm good enough. This simple phrase may seem silly to say, but sometimes we need a reminder. We need a reminder that we are good enough, and we will get through this together. No matter how low you get, the only direction you can go is up. In one way or another, we transform into different individuals. I'm not talking about Pokemon evolutions or Power Rangers morphing, but rather the transformation from kids to almost adults. Note the emphasis on almost adults. I know that many of us are worried about responsibility and having to act like an adult, but who said you have to lose the sight of kids we once were, and in some ways still are? I'm not saying that we shouldn't act mature or adult-like, but rather, we shouldn't forget what made us who we are or what it's like to be a child. This is the only way we can truly stay sane and to survive the hardships and stress of the everyday world. As Walt Disney once said, too many people grow up, they forget. They don't remember what it's like to be a 12-year-old. For the little time we have in this world, we have to enjoy every moment we can. After summer break, we are going to enter a whole new world that we may deem as difficult and hard to acclimate to. That's okay. Just like how we got through the labyrinth we call high school together, we can still do the same even if we're apart. On this momentous ceremony known as graduation, it is a celebration of how far we've gone, but it also acts as a rite of passage to a new beginning and a start to a real adventure. Life is full of possibilities and mystery, but as Dory would say, just keep swimming.
Seniors will offer their graduation speeches on KSL News Radio every day this week. Hear the speeches that you missed and more at KSLNewsRadio.com. KSL's Honoring the Class of 2020, brought to you by Chick-fil-A Utah, proudly supporting the graduating class of 2020. KSL News Time 12:19, a check of your drive sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Bonus on groceries and dining. And let's get the latest with Len Thomas.
Well, we're looking at a vehicle fire northbound I-15 at 123rd South off-ramp in Draper. And trying to find that. The cameras haven't just cropped up, haven't got that in the cameras just yet. Otherwise, the freeways are moving along nicely right now. At University of Utah Health, they take care of Utah like Utah takes care of each other. There's only one you. Be treated that way. Learn more at uofuhealth.org. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's get the latest on the next 7 days with Grant Wayman.
A lot of sunshine rest of the day. Highs right about 86 degrees. It's a warm one out there, but getting hotter. Tomorrow, 89 and more sunshine. And get this, the hottest yet by Friday, up to 95 degrees the high, mostly sunny, and up to 96 with more sunshine on Saturday. 92, it's still hot Sunday. 90 Monday, all the while more sunshine. And then a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday, up to 87. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
79 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.